Man was destined for society. His morality, therefore, was to be formed to this object. He was endowed with a sense of right and wrong merely relative to this. This sense is as much a part of his nature as the sense of hearing, seeing, feeling. State a moral case to a plowman and a professor. The former will decide it as well, and often better than the latter, because he has not been led astray by artificial rules. Thomas Jefferson. Everyone knows the difference between right and wrong. But where does that sure knowledge come from? From reason, as some philosophers have taught, or from divine revelation, as theologians say? In the last few years, a startling new idea has been introduced to the age-old debate about the nature of morality. Biologists have come to realize that social animals, in interacting with other members of their community, have developed rules for restraining their self-interest. It is these rules of self-restraint, which are likely to have a genetic basis, that make up the social fabric of a baboon troop or band of chimpanzees. No one is imputing morality to animals, but observers have found that monkeys and apes show many behaviors, such as empathy and a sense of reciprocity, that could be building blocks of the moral sense that is so evident in people. Humans would have inherited these building blocks from their ape-like ancestors and developed them into moral instincts. Biologists thus began to see that they might be able to construct a new explanation of morality. Moral behavior does not originate from outside the human mind, or even from conscious reasoning, the sources favored by theologians and philosophers, but rather has been wired into the genetic circuitry of the mind by evolution. The clearest statement of the new program came from the distinguished biologist Edward O. Wilson. "The time has come," he wrote in his book, Sociobiology, "for ethics to be removed temporarily from the hands of the philosophers and biologicized." A few years later, he confidently predicted that science, for its part, will test relentlessly every assumption about the human condition, and in time uncover the bedrock of the moral and religious sentiments. Both philosophers and psychologists took some time to respond to Wilson's challenge, but a highly interesting investigation is now being undertaken by both groups, working partly in collaboration. The new view of morality, that it is at least partly shaped by evolution, has not been arrived at easily. Philosophers long focused on reason as the basis of morality. David Hume, the 18th-century Scottish philosopher, defied this tradition in arguing strongly that morals spring not from conscious reasoning, but from the emotions. Morals excite passions and produce or prevent actions. Reason of itself is utterly impotent in this particular. The rules of morality, therefore, are not conclusions of our reason, Hume wrote in his Treatise on Human Nature. But Hume's suggestion only made philosophers keener to found morality in reason. The German philosopher Immanuel Kant sought to base morality outside of nature, in a world of pure reason.